Shalom, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Birchas HaTorah. In the previous shiur, we saw a huge yisod in the Rambam that there are really two inyanim in Birchas HaTorah, as reflected in the two halachas of the Rambam. Number one, Birchas HaTorah is a matir that you're not allowed to learn until you say Birchas HaTorah. And number two, in addition to being a matir, Birchas HaTorah is also a chiyuv every day, that every day you have to say Birchas HaTorah. We saw the Makor and the Gemara for each one of these two inyanim, and now we're continuing again based on the Gevaldik Sefer Shiurei HaRav and Siman Aleph. Now we're in Oz Beis. In Hagos Maimonios, he in Perek Zayin Behilchos Tefillah Os Chaf, he brings that Rashi would get up in the morning, he'd make Birchas HaTorah, he'd learn, and then he'd come to shul and he'd make Birchas HaTorah again. And he would compare it to reading the Torah. That even when I say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, I still, when I get an aliyah, I still say Birchas HaTorah. Again, so too, get up in the morning, say Birchas HaTorah, and then when he go to, and then when he would go to shul, not for an aliyah, he would say Birchas HaTorah again as part of his davening. And he compared it to saying Birchas HaTorah and then getting an aliyah. So you can say Birchas HaTorah twice, no harm done. The Gos Monia says, Lo Nira L'Ri, says, what's the tzushtel here? There's a special bracha that you have to make on Kriyas HaTorah. Even if you said Birchas HaTorah and then a second later you got an aliyah, you have to say Kriyas HaTorah. You have to say, you have to make a bracha on the Torah, on Kriyas HaTorah. It's like you have to make a bracha on the Navi, Asher Bachar Banu, Asher Bachar B'Nevim Tovim, etc. So how can you compare it to two Birchas HaTorah? It doesn't work. One on learning and one on getting an Aliyah, that's a different story. And so it brings the Rashba. That's what Rashi used to do. And he said it's not a bracha of Atola, because just like when you read the Torah, you make a new Birchas HaTorah. When you get an Aliyah, you make a new Birchas HaTorah. Here also you can make a second Birchas HaTorah. And the Rashba also says, you can't compare. That's the Takana. Takana is, when you get an Aliyah, you make a bracha on the Torah, but Birchas HaTorah is only one, you don't do it twice. So what Taka is Pshat and Rashi? So based on what we said, it would appear that Shitas Rashi is like the Rambam. That there are really two dinim in Birchas HaTorah. Not only was the Rambam a brisker, Rashi was also a brisker. There are two dinim in Birchas HaTorah. Number one is a matir. That's matir, the isser of Limud HaTorah without a bracha. Otherwise, without a bracha, you're not allowed to learn. Just like mitzvahs require a bracha, anah requires a bracha, learning requires a bracha. And that's Mehilchos Tamid Torah. And then there's another din, Mechovas HaYom. That we learn from the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hovu Go Del Elokeinu, this is a chi of every day to be mishalev, to be mitzarev, liman haTorah to your bracha, to a bracha. Kishem Hashem Ekra is Tam haTorah, Hovu Go Del Elokeinu is Birchas haTorah. Or like Rashi says in the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that when I say this shira, Amar lahem li Yisrael, ani avarech tchila v'atem anu achrei amen. I'm going to make a bracha, Shem Hashem Ekra, and then I want you guys, Havu Godal Elokeinu, to say amen. Agopanim, you see that there's a special chiyuv of Kishem Hashem Ekra, that's a daily chiyuv, like we learned in the previous year, a daily chiyuv to say, make a bracha and learn Torah with the bracha. So it could very well be that Rashi got it before daybreak, And therefore the bracha that he made before his learning, it doesn't have a kiyum din birchas Torah for the following day. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, Mem Zayin Yud Aleph, then in Talmud Torah, the night goes after the day. And here it's not day yet. So the day doesn't follow the night, then the bracha made at night is no good for the next day. So he has to be matir himself to learn. This isn't going to be motzi him in the making of the bracha, of the daily chiyuv of habracha. But it's a matir. What about the matir of yesterday? No, he slept. Has a chadas. And therefore he has to make brachas atara again. When he wakes up, he had a hesach hadas for a heter. But there's no kiyum din hasheni of making today's birchas Torah. Every day is mechayev you to make a bracha and then be mitzarif limud haTorah with the bracha. That's how we understand. Rashi got up first thing in the morning. It's mamish. It's 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. If Rabbi Yashiv did it, Rashi also could do it. And he learned. He had to make a bracha mitzad the matir. Oh, now it's daytime. You have another chiyuv. The day is mechayev you in birchas haTorah. Based on this mahalach, we can also be miyashiv divrei Rambam, who writes, "Hamash kum likra b'torah kol b'shikra kriyashma ben kara b'torah shbichsa ben kara torah shbal peh nol yad of tchilim v'varach shal shbrachas v'achkach kore." Get up early before you read Shema. You want to read Torah shbichsa. You want to read Torah shbal peh. You wash your hands. You make shal shbrachas, and then you read. Learn whatever you want. So Chora, we have to understand the Rambam. The Makor of the Rambam is the member of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Brachos Yad Aleph Amid Beis. Hishkim Lishas Hashelo Kor Kriyash Ma Tzarech Levarich. Mishakor Kriyash Ma Eno Tzarech Levarich Shkwar Niftar Be'aber Rabba. If you haven't yet read Kriyash Ma, you have to say Brach Starah. But if you said Kriyash Ma, then you have to say Brach Starah because you already became Pater and Aber Rabba. So why did the Rambam skip that part about being Yotze with Aber Rabba? So the answer is that we hold, that Mishakara Kriyashma, you don't have to make a bracha because you can't put it with Aver Rabba. That's only Mati or the Yisr of Talmud Torah below bracha. And that's what we're talking about in that sugya. There's one opinion, Mikra Tzarech Levarech, Medrash Ein Tzarech Levarech. Another opinion, Mikra Medrash Tzarech Levarech, Mishnah Ein Tzarech Levarech. So we see that we're talking the sugi over there about chovas birchas haTorah midin matir. There it's just enables you to learn. The Gemara is done there. The Gemara is discussing what you're allowed to learn. Uleinyan din mesuyim zev birchas haTorah. We say if you said Aver Rabba, you don't have to say birchas haTorah. Why? Because Aver Rabba is misalik the Yisr. But there's no kiyum yet of kishem Hashem ekra, of the daily chiyuv of making birchas haTorah. And therefore the Rambam omitted it. Because in Halacha Yad Aleph, the Rambam says, b'chol yom yom, chayav adam levarech shalosh brachas elu. We said in Halacha Yud, the Rambam is talking about the matir. In Halacha Yad Aleph, the Rambam is talking about the chovas hayom. So you can't say this whole word about Aver Rabba, because Aver Rabba is only a matir. But in Halacha Yad Aleph, he says that Nachmir, there's also a Chovas Hayom. So Aver Rabba doesn't set you for the day. And now we can also understand Rashi. Rashi made a tzushta between Birchas haTorah and learning in Birchas haTorah and the Torah. And we said, what's the comparison? Birchas haTorah, this is the Kriyas haTorah, this is a special takana of brachas. What does that have to do with Birchas haTorah? You can't say, I said Birchas haTorah in the morning, and now I get an aliyah, I have to make a new bracha on the Torah. So too, when I get up in the morning to learn, I can go to shul and make a new bracha on learning again. No, you already made a bracha on learning. Getting an aliyah is a different story. The answer is, then why do you have to make a new bracha when you get to shul? Because that you're doing for the Birchas HaTorah of every day. And then you have to learn together with that bracha, because you have to be Mishalev and Mitzarev, Lumen HaTorah, together with brachas. Like we learned, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Avu Gol Del Elokeinu, that the bracha has to go together with the learning. We said, Wamsha, when I call out the name of Hashem, when I'm learning Torah, which is Shem Hashem, like the Ramban says in his Ekdama, I have to make a bracha. Bracha has to go with learning. Every day. Every day is Mechayev a bracha, and you have to be Mitzarev learning to that bracha. So therefore, the Rashi proves very nicely from Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. Because this person already got up in the morning, he already made Birchas HaTorah. It's not a matir. He already did the matir. So what's Kriyas HaTorah about? What's the bracha on Kriya B'Tzibur about? That's a din, beguf seder a Kriya B'Tzibur. To be mishalev, to be mitzarev, to incorporate, to connect Kriyas HaTorah with Nesin HaShevach L'Nosin HaTorah. So it's one kiyum to read the Torah publicly with brachas. And that's punkt what Birchas HaTorah is. The second aspect of Birchas HaTorah, the chiyuv of kol yom, that's part of the Seder Hayom. But besides being a matir, it's also that you have to learn Torah together with shevach for the Nosin HaTorah. And that's the comparison. When it comes to making a bracha on the Torah, it's not al tzmatir. It's not a special seder that when you read the Torah publicly, you have to be mitzari for bracha, the reading of the Torah together with the shevach of the Nosin HaTorah. So too, there's a special takan every day, not al tzmatir. That I'm learning Torah together with Shavuot, together with the bracha. So normally I make brachas of Torah, I do both. I'm a kind both the matir and the chi of shebachol yom. But if I got up before daybreak, then I need a new matir. But I'm not makad, so I have to make out Birchas HaTorah because I had a Hesach Hadas. And now, when it's daytime, I have to make a new bracha. Why do I have to make a new bracha? Because it's a chiyuv b'chol yom. And I'm not makad my chiyuv b'chol yom the previous night when he woke up before daytime. So, altmatir, so you weren't Mesiach Das. He made a bracha while night time, and he wasn't Mesiach Das, so he continued learning by day. But what about the Chiv Shebachol Yom? That he wasn't Mekayim yet, so when he went to Shul, he did that. And there's also Mashma that it's Miguf Seder Kiyum HaMitzvah and Takan of Kriyas HaTorah to make a bracha from a pasuk in Ezra Ches Hey. Vayiftach Ezra Sofer Lenei Kolam, etc. So he opened. He was standing in front of everybody, and he opened. Vayivarech Ezra Hashem Elokim Agadol. And then he blessed God, and he read the Torah. So you see that Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, the bracha, is not nitf, it's not tuffle to the Maisa Kriya B'Torah Samadhir. That's the Ikir Chavtzev Takana of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. I mean, it's sorry, the bracha together with the reading. We learn Kishem Hashem Ekra when you're learning Torah Havu Gode Elokeinu. So the Pasuk makes a big to-do here about the brachas. Because that's part of the Kiyum of Kriya B'Tzibur. And that's why the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Megillah, it's a Davar Shebikdusha. Kriya Satara is a Davar Shebikdusha. What's the Davar Shebikdusha? That it's Mechayev and Minyan? Because there's a special Takana that you're Mekadeh Shem Hashem, you make a bracha together with the Limud. It's not a Darvish of Ekdusha, just out the reading itself. Because how does reading Torah make it a Darvish of Ekdusha? Darvish of Ekdusha is Shayach Dafka Baritsui Divrei Shevach L'Kdushas Hashem. How do you see this? Baritsui Divrei Shevach L'Kdushas Hashem and just reading the Torah. But no! The Takana is to bless Hashem together with reading the Torah. It's one takana. The Memela, it's a Darvish HaBikdusha, it's the bracha, together with the limud. So, Baruch Hashem, this is the second segment of this year, and we should all be Zocha, Lil Maldu Lalam, Edlish Marvelas, Elokim is called Divrei Samba Torah Subiyahava, and we still have a long road. The road a little bit less traveled, sweetest friends, but Gevaldik. Shalom, shalom.